NDB Media presents Travel Itch Radio, the show that lets you scratch your lust for travel from the friendly confines of your home. I'm your host, Dan Schlossberg. Every week at this time, we bring you inside the world of travel, from hotels and tours to cruise ships, planes, trains, and things you can eat on your trip. Listen live on iTunes or blogtalkradio.com, or check out the show later on Facebook on blogtalkradio.com or on my website, danschlossberg.net. Our special guest tonight is Robert Fisher, owner of my favorite restaurant in the world, Mabel's Lobster Claw in Kennebunkport, Maine. Welcome, Robert, to the first half of the 299th episode of Travel Itch Radio.
Hey, great. Thanks very much, Dan, for having me. It's my honor and a pleasure, and I hope you're doing great.
I am, and I know you are, too. And when I travel anywhere around the country, I always see fresh Maine lobster on restaurant menus, but it really is fresh Maine lobster at Mabel's Lobster Claw. With the lobster pond right across the street, isn't it true that the lobster you eat at Mabel's could have been swimming in the ocean just a couple of hours earlier?
I would bet a good dollar that almost every single day the lobsters we're eating were swimming in the water within 24 hours.
Wow.
Which is
wow.
Great. They've got a great dock across the street. We've got a great community of local fishermen and lobstermen that come in every day, unload their catches, whether it's fish or lobsters. And this has been a great tuna season. We've seen a lot of tuna come in, which is exciting to see when you see a 500, 600, 700-pound fish. It's kind of impressive.
Okay, we'll get to that later, because I want to ask you about people who might be allergic to shellfish. They can still have a great meal at Mabel's, and I know that. And as a Jersey boy myself, I love the fact that you have Lazy Man's Lobster on the menu. I know some people like to shell their own lobster, but I'm not one of them. How many different varieties of lobster do you serve?
Oh, wow. We have on our menu, I bet about 15 different ways, from the lazy lobster you talk about to a lobster salad, a lobster roll, a lobster Newberg, lobster scampi. You know, it's so plentiful right there. It's got to be the best thing we have. I mean, we get in probably 50 to 60 pounds of fresh meat every day from our neighbors next door, and it's tremendous. We could never cook that many in the restaurant, because to get 50 pounds, you've got to cook about 300 lobsters a day. And unfortunately, I don't have that facility to do that. So my good neighbor next door, he's got these big kettles that, he brings that meat over first thing in the morning. It's nice and warm, and I have to remind myself not to eat too much.
Well, at the Maine Diner on Route 1, less than 10 miles away from where you are, they serve something called lobster pie. Do you also offer that, or do you have plans to do so?
You know, we've talked about it in the past, but we haven't done it. And currently I don't have any plans to, but I could see it coming down the pike. I hate change. That's probably a good thing, but I'm only the third owner for Mabel's, which has been open for almost 70 years, with the same original menu and the same food. So, you know, I like to really think about what I'm doing before I make any changes. My wife will tell you that. I like to play with things for 3 or 4 years to really be able to get them right, you know?
I'm like that, too, in what I do. They had to drag me away from my typewriter kicking and screaming when the age of computers came in. But, you know, same deal. I'm like that, too. I'm an old-school guy. We're talking with Robert Fisher, owner-operator of Mabel's Lobster Claw in Kennebunkport, Maine. Robert, do customers ever suggest their own lobster recipes?
You know what? I don't get too many suggestions of their own recipes. You know, we've got so many different ways. You know, I have had a few people mention a few things, but not terribly much. I think when people come there, luckily they're on vacation. They're relaxed. They really are enjoying themselves. And as I'm sure you know, you know, you work enough, you go through enough of the routine, but when you finally do get that chance to let down and relax and eat, and you know, you're not thinking much. You're just enjoying the surroundings. I mean, there's nothing better than a good meal on vacation. I mean, it's
that's
hard
for
to
sure.
Find
especially,
cold.
Yeah, especially in Kennebunkport. I mean, that where you're located, right near the intersection of the river and the ocean, that's just gorgeous, beautiful, beautiful territory. Can't beat that.
Oh, yeah. And the two big hotels that are nearest, which are the Nonantum and the Colony, I mean, I think they both have celebrated their 100th anniversary already gone by. So, you know, you think back to 1918, you know, those places were there. And as crazy as it is, they're still going strong, stronger than ever.
I'm sure they are. Can customers bring in lobsters they caught themselves and have them cooked at Mabel's or no?
Well, you know, probably not too many people are going to catch lobsters just because you obviously need a, you know, a license, the whole spiel, the traps, the boat. So nobody really brings in lobsters. We've had a few folks that have gone on fishing expeditions, you know, and they'll bring in some fish, and we'll cook it up a few different ways for them just to keep them happy. We've got a great community of people, so. You know, if somebody's gone out on a boat with one of our local guys and they come in with some fish, let's just complete the circle. Let's keep everybody happy and let's just do what we should do, you know, and that's exactly what we do. You know, we just try to keep it real and happy. You know, there's too much stress in everybody's lives most of the time, you know.
That's for sure. That's for sure. Can't argue with that one. So why is Mabel so popular with celebrities? You know, I hear it's the favorite restaurant of former President George H.W. Bush, whose summer home is about a mile away.
Sure. Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it. I mean, I've spoken to him. I can't tell you how many times I've had the pleasure of going to his home for a wonderful cocktail party and listening to, believe it or not, I forget what year he was in Yale, but the Yale a cappella group came to this party and did some singing, which was an incredible night. But, you know, he was such good friends with Mabel when I purchased it from her, which is just about almost 25 years ago. So I think they had been such good friends before that when he was the governor. And, you know, they've been up the road. He's only about a half a mile up the road from the restaurant. So, you know, he's great. Back then when he was younger, they would almost walk down. Because they could, and it's such a beautiful, rugged, rocky shoreline with, you know, the waves crashing like crazy. You know, there's one little section where they go by. I think they call it the Blowing Cave. And at the right time, at the high tides and stuff, it shoots, you know, water way up in the air. And it's, you know, you see so many people just stopping to enjoy that little bit of nature and the ocean and, you know, the sunshine. And when you look out over that ocean, it seems like it goes forever, you know?
Yes.
It's just such
and you
a
have
beautiful
all those artists
area.
Set up there. You have all those easels,
oh.
The artists set up painting.
Yeah, I mean,
just
it's
incredible.
Just so beautiful. You know, I feel, you know, I go to work every day, and just about every day I drive down that road, I say, my gosh, how lucky am I?
Well put, Robert. What is the seating capacity at Mabel's?
Well, we seat about 72 total. We've got a little front porch where we've got about 20 seats, and then inside we've got about 50. You know, on the porch, you know, we have some curtains and heaters, so when it does get a little cool, whether it's April or October, you know, we try to close it up, keep it a little warmer. It's kind of cute. You're eating a little, you know, al fresco and right on Ocean Avenue in Kennebunkport, which is kind of fun. I mean, I always enjoy eating out there, you know, but I like
are
to be a little
all,
incognito.
Are you open all year?
Oh, gosh, no. No way. I would hate to try to do that year round. But we usually open up early April, probably the first week of April, and we close about the first week of November. November is typically a quiet month, in Kennebunkport. December is actually a very busy month, and if you've never been to Christmas Prelude in Kennebunkport, it is a fantastic take-in, and you should look into that. It's called Christmas Prelude. But we always, you know, by the end of October, we've probably had enough, and it's time to close. And then November, you get all neatened up, cleaned up, rested, and then you go and have this wonderful Christmas Prelude in Kennebunkport where, you know, you go to the Franciscan monastery and sing Christmas carols with about 3,000 people with candles, lights, and they're passing out warm chestnuts. It's, I mean, you just can't beat that. You know, so we like to really enjoy that area, that the whole scene, you know. So, like I say, I'm lucky.
Norman Rockwell.
Yeah,
that's what brings to mind for me.
There's so many fun things they do, you know.
When Mabel's is open, are you open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week?
We are open 7 days a week, but we just do lunch and dinner, and that's from 11:30 until 9. We do take reservations, which is extremely helpful. We do fill up fast, obviously, in July and August, when there are so many people with so many big parties around. So I would definitely recommend calling ahead. But we do take reservations, and we usually take care of pretty good care of our people when they come in. That's for sure.
Yeah, you do. Having been your guest a number of times, I really appreciate that. We're talking with Robert Fisher, owner operator of Mabel's Lobster Claw in Kennebunkport, Maine. This is a great place. I love it. I'm going there Monday night. Looking forward to it. How far ahead should people make reservations, especially for holiday periods?
Yeah, I would just say you can almost just do a week or so ahead. You know, we're usually a week, I think, would be a safe bet, you know. And I can't wait to see you Monday. It'll be great.
I look forward to it, too. Do most guests arrive by car or on foot? Since many hotels and inns are close by, you mentioned the Colony and Onantum. How do people get there? Do they walk or drive?
Yeah, unfortunately, as crazy as it is, I don't have one parking space in my entire restaurant. So it's all on street there's a parking lot across the street called Government Wharf, which is where you can watch all the lobster come in with all their catches and stuff. But most people do walk because they're staying at, you know, either one of those two big hotels, and there's also a half a dozen beautiful bed and breakfasts and inns within walking distance. And it's such a beautiful walk. And luckily, they redid all the sidewalks, I'll say, about 2 years ago. So they're beautiful. They're paved. They're straight. They're narrow. There's no cobblestone type stuff. So you'll see on a morning, literally, just people just constantly going back and forth, whether on bicycles or walking or skateboarding. I mean, so a lot of people do walk. It's a fantastic walk, you know, and it's it gives you the time to slow down just a little bit.
Good to hear. And I agree with you. Having been there before, I know what you're talking about. You're listening to Travelitz Radio with Dan Schlossberg. Find the archive show on blogtalkradio.com or check out Travelitz Radio on Facebook. We're also on iTunes. Robert, during the colonial period in the United States, lobsters were so plentiful they were fed to prisoners on a regular basis. They were considered junk food, and the prisoners complained. Now that lobsters are a luxury food, are they more scarce now? Are they overfished?
Well, I never think they're overfished. I think almost every single year they have a record catch, you know, in the state of Maine anyways, because our waters are so cold. But I don't think they have any problems with them, knock on wood, which is important, you know. I can't remember the exact numbers, and I wish I had them, but usually the big landing of the lobsters will be coming up pretty soon, actually. September, October is when they really catch the most lobsters, which is great for everybody. I mean, but we love it all the time, really.
And that leads into my next question, Robert. Do you catch your own lobsters, or does Mabel's Lobster Claw have its own crew or lobster boat exclusively for the restaurant?
Yeah, no, well, we've got a great relationship with our neighbors at a place called Port Lobster, which is a tremendous place. It's been there since the same year, believe it or not, as Mabel's opened up, which was 1952. and it's virtually the same family. Sonny Hutchins was the gentleman who started it, and he still works and delivers every day, and I think he's probably 82. But we've been purchasing lobsters from him ever since I've been there, and I think ever since Mabel was here, and then probably before that there was a lady named T.D. Hutchins. So I think it's a great relationship. Like I say, when we get 50 pounds of meat every day, he's got to cook 300 lobsters. So as those lobstermen are bringing in all those lobsters, he knows, okay, I'm going to move 300 of them right over here to my neighbor, which they literally walk it over to us in the morning. It's a tremendous relationship, you know, and sometimes when people are in and, you know, they want a bigger lobster, like a 3-pounder, you know, we can run next door and just grab them a 3-pounder, which is kind of nice.
Well, that leads into my next question. What are the largest and smallest sizes that you serve?
Yeah, we carry two sizes always. It's a pound and a quarter. Right now it's a pound and a quarter soft shell just because they're soft and people like the tender ones in a sense. But we also carry a 2-pound lobster. We carry those both every day, all the time. And like I say, we're lucky to be next door. So, you know, you always get some guy who'll come in and say, you know, I want the biggest lobster you got. And, you know, he doesn't know we can run next door. So we run next door and get the biggest one I got, you know. And everybody's happy, you know.
Oh, yeah. Is the shore dinner the specialty of the house, and what does that include?
The shore dinner is a great dish. That does include a cup of clam chowder, probably a pound of steamed clams, probably that pound and a quarter soft shell lobster, a salad and a potato. That's a fairly good popular dish. We have two stuffed lobsters that I would say would be a little more popular. One of them is the lobster Savannah, which is wonderful. It's basically a lobster stuffed with shrimp, scallops, Newberg sauce, topped with provolone cheese, roasted peppers. That's a tremendous meal. And then we have another one, which is the lobster Milanese, which is a 2-pound lobster. And then we take six giant shrimp. They're a U10 shrimp, which is a pretty good size shrimp. And we put it right on the cavity. We load it up a little bit of garlic butter and very light cayenne pepper. And then we broil it. That is a super light meal, but plenty of food. You know, you're eating a 2-pound lobster and a half a dozen really nice big shrimp. Those two dishes are probably the most popular ones we serve in the course of a year.
Robert, on an average summer night, how many lobsters do you serve?
Oh, well, in the shell, I bet we're probably about 140-ish, give or take a little.
Wow.
And like I say, luckily we don't have to cook our own lobsters for the meat. You know, because then we'd be cooking 300 more. We're already cooking 140, you know.
Right.
We could never do 400 lobsters in a pot because we cook every lobster to order. So when you come in, I mean, your lobster is in the fridge. Like I say, we don't have tanks because we don't need them. So every day, you know, Port Lobster comes over next door. Hey, what do you need? What do you need? Here you go. Let's rotate them. We're in great shape. You know, right in the pot it goes, and crazy as it is, right out of the pot and right to the plate, you know.
Does Mabel's cater parties like at hotels or whatever?
No, we haven't really got into that. I always just try to focus on one thing. I mean, it's hard enough to run an incredibly busy restaurant in a seasonal area. It takes a lot of effort. So I try to stay right there. You know, I try not to venture off course too much. There's a lot to focus on every day there.
That's true. How big is staff?
Well, right now we probably have about, I would bet, a little over 50 people. I would say I've got about 25 in the kitchen and probably 25 in the dining room. We've got a lot of great local young kids, which is great. I've got a couple of high school teachers that are coaches, one for basketball, one for cross country. So I've got access to all these great 15, 16-year-old kids. And, you know, it's really good for them to have a summer job and interact with people and be able to speak to people and, you know, be responsible and, you know, take a little ownership. So it's really great because I've had three kids that have outgrown working at my place anyways. But it's always nice when you see half a dozen 16 to 17-year-old boys around that are – all you have to do is feed them. Feed them and pay them, and they'll do anything for you.
That's for sure. It's like my pet dog. I feed her and she'll follow me anywhere. So I understand totally. Robert, if you have a party of four people that includes a guest or two allergic to shellfish, you do have alternatives. You mentioned tuna earlier. What else?
Sure. Now, we usually always carry a few different fish. We'll always carry some scallops or haddock or swordfish or halibut or salmon. And then we also have some non-seafood items just in case that person, you know, we obviously have some steaks and chicken. We do a fresh eggplant parmesan, which is nice for a vegetarian if we need to. We try to round out the menu, but as crazy as it is, this is almost the same menu almost 70 years ago, you know. So for something to get on or come off of that menu, it takes a little while. So that menu is pretty solid. We try not to sway from it. As everybody has always heard, if it's not broken, don't fix it.
Agreed. And here's a ridiculous question, because if you eat a meal at Mabel's, you don't have room for dessert, but I know you offer some pretty good desserts, so let's hear what they are.
Oh, gosh, yeah. You know, I make fresh pies every morning, and I have for almost 25 years. And I make about 1,200 pies a summer. So I'm currently on roughly my 30,000th pie that I've made. So I make fresh blueberry, raspberry, pecan. I make those every day. And then we also have a chocolate fudge cake that we put up some nice vanilla ice cream, a little hot fudge. That's very nice. President Bush's favorite is always the peanut butter ice cream pie and a graham cracker crust. We load that up with a nice hot fudge, and he almost always has that.
Wow. You know, by now our guests want to know how you got into the restaurant business, because you seem to be enjoying it so much.
Well, you know, it's funny. I really do enjoy it, and I always tell my wife when I stop enjoying it, I think it's time to go. But I don't even know how I applied, but one day I applied for a dishwashing job when I was 15 years old, and I've been in the kitchen almost close to 40 years now, you know, in some fashion, whatever, whether it was with Legal Seafoods down in Boston for years. We all remember the Hilltop Steakhouse on Saugus on Route 1 with the big cactus. I was there for years. So, I don't know. I just happen to stay in it, as crazy as it is. I think of the amount of people that I have served in my life, and I bet I have fed probably over 1 million people, which is crazy, you know.
Wow. Well, I know many celebrities. The last time I was there, I missed Marvin Hamlisch by one day. Do you want to mention a couple other names who've been there, who've become your friends?
He was a great, great guy. And, you know, it's interesting. I mean, we certainly do get our fair share of celebrities, but up in Teddy Bunkport, it's such a wonderful area. I have more wonderful, regular, great guys that are super mentors that I always chit-chat with about business. You know, these guys are CEOs. They're, you know, a chairman of the boards. And those are my real heroes there that I speak to. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of them in the restaurant, you know, come in, whether it's the president or, you know, there's always somebody out there. A lot of times I don't even know who they are, in a sense, but I think they're all movie stars out there, to be honest with you.
I remember you told me last time I was up there, there was a summit meeting at Walker Point, and some of the Russians came over there too and enjoyed it.
Oh, you know, it's They certainly did. That they enjoyed their vodka. They loved the lobsters. I always heard the rumor that they were passing counterfeit money, but I never really confirmed that. But they were up there throwing $100 bills around like they were crazy. But we've had such good people. I remember one time, it sticks out of my mind, when Phil Donahue used to have his show on TV, and he was a big sailboat guy. And one night he sailed into Kennebunkport, and he was by himself, and he came down to the restaurant. And, you know, he wanted to sit in the dining room, but he knew he would be, you know, not bothered in a sense, but everybody would be, you know, hi, Phil, geez, can I get your autograph type of thing. And so he said when he came in, is there any place else you could sit? And so my wife said to him, well, you could sit in the kitchen with the guys if you're interested. It's, you know, it's only Sunday. You could sit at the counter there and read your paper. They're not going to bother you. So all of a sudden, we're in the kitchen. We don't know anything about it. We see the kitchen door open a little bit, and we see Phil Donahue stick his face in there, and he looks down, and he says, I think I'll take it.
That's a great story. That's great.
He came in, and, you know, we just let him be and let him read his paper. It was kind of a funny night.
That's great. Unfortunately, we're running low on time, so if listeners want more information about Mabel's Lobster Claw or to make reservations, please share your phone number and website.
Yeah, sure, Dan. Thank you very much. My phone number there is area code 207-967-2562, and you can also visit us at mabelslobster.com. And even if you're coming up to the area, give me a buzz. I'll be happy to give you some recommendations where to stay, where to eat. You don't always have to eat at my place, but just give me a buzz and I'll take good care of you, that's for sure.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you you'd like to add, Robert?
Oh, no, Dan. Hey, I appreciate the call, and I look forward to seeing you Monday night. It's been great. We love the place. We love to see people come in that we see year after year, and you know, when you've been around almost 70 years, it's incredible. You see grandparents come in with their children, and then their children grow up, and then they come in with their children, and it's a nice little circle, which is good.
It really is, and a happy one, too. And I want to thank Robert Fisher, owner of Mabel's Lobster Claw, my favorite restaurant in the world, in gorgeous Kennebunkport, Maine. And if you want fresh Maine lobster, listeners, this is the place to find it. And that's it for this edition of Travel Itch Radio. Next week, our guest will be John Martin, general manager of the Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport. And then our 300th episode, a one-hour special, will air on Thursday, September 6th, with special guests Doug McKenzie from Phoenix, Janelle Moody's from Southwest Florida, and Tony Mua from Brooklyn. To comment on our show or to get booked on Travel Itch Radio, email me at ballauthor@gmail.com or tweet me at Braves1, that's BRAVES, #1. Now, this is Dan Schlossberg saying thank you to Robert Fisher, and thank you, listeners, for your time this time. Until next time, good night.
Night, Dan. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Robert.